在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
According to a report by Australian researchers, the hole in the ozone layer over Antarctica will probably start closing within 5 years. They say it may be completely closed within 50 years. The ozone layer protects the Earth from dangerous radiation from the sun. The hole in the ozone layer was discovered over Antarctica almost 30 years ago. At the time, it was 3 times the size of Australia. The report found that ozone-destroying gases in the upper atmosphere were at or near their highest levels in the year 2000. But since then, there has been continuous progress made toward the recovery of the ozone layer. Satellite information showed that levels of ozone-destroying gases in the atmosphere are slowly decreasing. At its largest this year, the ozone hole covered more than 15 million square kilometers. That is down from a yearly average of 23 million square kilometers over the last 6 years. Chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, are responsible for destroying part of the ozone layer over Antarctica. CFCs have been widely used since the 1930s in cooling devices, such as refrigerators and air conditioners. CFCs remain in the atmosphere for years. Government scientists say the level of chlorine in the atmosphere is decreasing because of restrictions on the use of chlorofluorocarbons. The chemicals were restricted under an international agreement called the Montreal Protocol in 1987. Under the protocol, developing countries promised to cut their use of chlorofluorocarbons in half by the year 2005. They also agreed to an 85% cut by the year 2007.